now.
11-L-R-N-I. Now the lights dim low. Soon we'll start the show. Here comes L-F-N-1.
Alrighty then, you know, I think I have an issue and I'm not aware of where it's coming from. Hello, welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is L.F. Midwood. I am the great beast of the talk popolips. I've been waiting to do that forever.
Hello, welcome to the Midwood
Files. Where am I echoing from? I'm getting an echo. I'm getting an echo. Oh, you know, I know where it is. Hang on, don't go away.
Where could it be coming from? Now it's like a mystery. I should have done this before.
Let me see if I can turn this up a little bit. There you go. All right.
Where is it coming from?
Where's the echo?
There you go.
All right. What?
Is the launch screen echo?
Yeah.
Where is it coming from?
Where's
the echo?
The audio's coming
from. Well, how? I'm going to come in here. Come in here. How is that possible? I'm having a conversation, not for nothing, for those of you who aren't aware of it, I'm having a conversation. Where? I don't understand what you mean.
Not for nothing, for those of you.
Like, if I lower this and I take this down here,
I don't understand what you mean.
You see the Vaughn screen on.
Yeah, I see the Vaughn screen.
It broadcasts volume.
I killed everything except the line in. So do you have any more bright ideas? That. let me see what's going on here. All right, I'm apparently overloading the board. Oh, what a fiasco! God, I don't feel well. I wasn't going to come on. Let me see what's going on here. This is correct here. I actually have to go over these things. This is correct here. This is not plugged in. This is disabled. This is disabled. This is disabled. I feel somewhat like gymnasium. Not for nothing. What? Do you have any ideas? All right. I did that. I'm telling you, the only thing that's open on the Vaughn machine is the line in. There's nothing more to talk about on that. So I have to figure this out while I'm live, which sucks. Hang on, don't go away.
I think I might have gotten it.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Okay. I figured out what it was. Yeah, I figured out what it was. It was, for those of you interested. All right, so this is turned into a test show, which is, I really didn't even want to do this show. Not for nothing, I gotta be honest.
So this is turned into a test show, which is,
what the hell is going on?
I honestly 100% do not know why I'm echoing. Am I still echoing? Not for nothing. Can I get a little? I just cut the monitors off, so I'm asking. I guess I'm asking the intern. Am I still echoing? Is there still an echo?
So I'm asking.
Can you pop your butt back in here and tell me if there's still an echo?
Is there still an echo?
Hello. I know there's at least one person watching this right now. Hello.
Hello.
Uh-huh, okay. You know what?
Hello.
I need some info.
Yes,
all right. Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
You know what?
I have to figure this out. I have to fucking figure this out. So this is good.
All right.
You know,
thank
you. I just turned them back on. Okay. All right. So let me figure out what happened in here. Because maybe it's something sounds... I know I'm feeding back as well too. Unfucking believable. See, basically, what I did was, let me see. Is I was reasonably impressed with myself because the 920 came back up, which is the older cam. Or actually, for those of you following this saga, it was the newer cam that I was using for friggin'.
For those of you.
Where is this fucking coming from? Oh. Where is this coming from? I'm like really starting to freak out a little bit. I'm like, ooh, you know, it's got to be somewhere up from the board. So hang on.
It's got to be somewhere up from the board. So hang on.
That's there. That's that. I got to stand up and look at it actually. Let's see, it's not coming from there, it's not coming from there. We'll turn all of these down, just in case. That's not where it's coming from. I can't believe I'm doing this live. I have... All right. right, that should have killed that. One, two, okay. I know what's going on over there. I get that. Hang on. Let me see. Oh my god. It's definitely recording. So let's do this. Well, let's see what this is. Listen, it's not coming from there. 75. It's not coming from there. I don't know. It's not coming from there. I still don't know where this is coming from. I can tell you this was all acting normal before.
I'm really upset. I'm really upset.
I'm really seriously fucking upset. I'm starting to sound a little like John Lennon in the old days when something wouldn't be working properly. Let me see
if I can throw these on and actually hear the echo. That might
spurn me on to some sort of.
Some sort of something.
Burn me on to some sort of.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so 1, 2, and let's see if I get
it. All right, so 1, 2.
Okay, where is it? Where is it coming from? There's
the only way the output.
Let me see.
This has turned into a test show. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Let's go back over here. Properties. Okay, listen. No, it's doing that. No. I have no clue.
No idea.
No.
Fucking idea where it's picking up the extra audio from. Could it be? No, it's not doing that.
Let's see.
I just killed the. I just killed the audio to the laptop, and now everything's working the way it should be. So now I have to wonder. I have to do this live, and I don't feel well. I physically don't feel well. I took all of my meds, believe it or not. I actually have a tiny little bit of bourbon I want to get rid of. That was the plan. It's got a pretty big story. I got a pretty big thing to talk about that, you know, as far as personal life goes. There's no news or nothing tonight. I figured I'd go on for like 45 minutes. I figured everything would be fine. I'd just pop on, and I'd go on for 45 minutes. But for some reason...
Vaughn wants to give me a hard time. Let me see. And it's not Vaughn, it's my machine. There's nothing going on here that is Vaughn's fault. It's my friggin' machine. See now? Okay, let's see. I'll take that down. This is doing what it should be doing. And this is doing what it should be doing.
And I'm still splitting the difference between the I can't go on cam when I'm over here by the microphone. Actually, to tell you the truth, I think I'm going to make provision for that in the future because I could probably just use the cam on the laptop. And you can see me when I go over by the board,
which is something I may do, or at least Vaughn only. Let me see what the is it telling to tell me anything? No. Okay, it's not doing that. And if I open. Let me see this. Maybe I can get just... Okay. Properties. No, I want advanced audio properties. Hang on. For the Logitech. I want that. And board.
Hang on. I think I'm on to something.
Live, he's on to something. Mic aux. What's the difference between mics off and the goddamn board? All right, let's try this. Monitor off. No, do that. It's a fucking nightmare. Monitor output. Monitor only. Mute output. Let's try that. All right, so now.
All right, I did that. I did that. And now I have to try something else.
I have to unmute this. All right.
And now I unmuted Vaughn, which means I should have audio running through Vaughn. All right. And now it's back. And now it's back.
Yeah. All right. So Vaughn was awash tonight. All right. I'm killing Vaughn. Damn it. I'm just killing Vaughn. Because I've already wasted too much time on this.
There's something not right. We'll just leave it at that. I'm going to take the cans off because I don't want to sweat like a fucking bastard. One, two, one, two. There I am. All right. So for those of you patient enough to hang out for the first 15 minutes of that broadcast, and I'm not starting over because I just don't have the guts to do it. I just don't have it in me. You can obviously ascertain that Vaughn has been giving me an issue again. Hang on. One more distracted thing. Yeah, it's me. It's fucked. It's me. Yeah. No. That's not why. Thank you. Wait a minute. That's not why I have the audience is participating. That's not why. Dropping Vaughn. I'm dropping Vaughn. Wait, dropping VL. Something about me and Vaughn. It just doesn't. VL, I want to puke. Let me see if I can get that in there. I want to puke. Okay. There you go. So, let me send that. That's not why. Dropping VL, I want to puke. Okay, I just want to make sure I got the message right. All right, so here we are. I wish I knew what the deal was with Vaughn. This was entirely me, though. I need to be honest and forthright. This was entirely a in-studio issue. What's occurring here, as far as the echo coming off the Vaughn, the machine that I'm using to send the Vaughn, it's obviously coming back from somewhere. I have no idea where. I plugged in the cam that I used to use that wasn't working, and then all of a sudden it was working, and I thought maybe I could pull a fast one on the universe and just go back up on Vaughn with the old cam, and everything would have been spiffy. I need, you know what, I feel shitty, and I'm probably going to be sick later anyway, so let me see, let me just put all of this in here. I have officially finished this bottle. It took like a year and a half. That goes to show. It's 2/5, so heavy drinker that I am. Eh? So now I have a little bit of bourbon over here, and I have Dr. Pepper in here, and my phone's going over here. So let me take a crack at that Dr. Pepper. All right, so let me explain this to you. Tech shit aside. So I started the process to refile for SSI. I went down there on Monday and I spoke to them and I made an appointment. And I'm going to give another shot. My lawyer was reasonably enthusiastic. Meaning a lawyer that I had had last time, only I got the bad judge. So, and remember, they only get paid if I get paid. So, you know, I don't think it wouldn't be worthwhile for him to blow smoke up my ass. And I gave that a lot of thought. And I said, rather than get frustrated and not do anything like I did last time and I waited years, I'll file. So I went down there on Monday. And then Tuesday I was in counseling. And I got lost because my aunt drove. A whole other story. And then everything was fine. And then Wednesday at 9 o'clock-ish, the intern comes into my room, into the bedroom, I should say, right? And she's like, you have to come downstairs now. And I'm like, I'm figuring maybe something's wrong with my aunt. I'm figuring maybe something's wrong with one of the cats. I was on the phone, as a matter of fact. I was seriously freaked the fuck out. So I grab what is the self-defense weapon, which I never answer. I always have with me when I answer the door after dark. And I go downstairs. I immediately head downstairs. And while I'm walking downstairs, there's this thing, and I'm in my boxers. There's this thing echoing around the area because now my aunt's involved with this. The intern is involved with this, and they're saying something about cousin. And I'm like, well, if it's one of Jerry's cousins, why is the intern coming up practically hysterical? So I finally get downstairs, and I look through the thing, and there's this woman on the porch that looks hella like the intern. So I open the door, and I'm basically, who are you? How may I help you? And it turns out it's the intern's cousin, Lori, from Texas. Literally from Texas. They're about 40 miles outside of Austin. And her husband. So I open up the door. I get the intern in the doorway so that there's communication between the two cousins. And I immediately go upstairs and put on a pair of shorts because I figured that was the right thing to do. So, you know. And when I come back down, everybody is sitting in the disaster of a house, mind you. You have to keep this in mind. This is an utter disaster of a house. Everybody is pretty much sitting around our excuse for a dinette kitchen, you know, in the dining area, in this table. So I'm like, holy shit. You know, I'm literally like, holy shit. So Lori is basically saying, now this would be the intern's younger cousin. You probably, I don't know if not the youngest, but there's an age gap between them. There's like, she's like 45. She's actually 4 years younger than I am. So that gives you an idea of 13, almost 17 years. It's almost like the gap between my aunt and I, who again is my mother's sister, I just want to remind you. So, and my aunt's involved. So everybody's sitting down, and apparently Lori and Sean, who's her husband, he had just retired. I mean, within days, he'd retired like last week, you know, at the end of last week, like Friday was his last day or whatever. And he's got a friend who has a race car, a NASCAR type deal. So they went to go see the friend in Alabama. And while they were in Alabama, Lori says to Sean, gee, we're almost halfway there. So they pretty much drove from Texas to Alabama to Rhode Island to see her cousin. And she had always, they'd been in somewhat continual but sporadic contact for the last year, 2 years or so. You know, I all of this is necessitated. I don't know how much sense I'm making, but those of you who are long-term followers, all of this was necessitated out of I wanted the intern to have a plan B in case the doors flew off and everything went sideways. You know, I wanted her to be in contact with her family, you know what I mean? Or at least whatever family she felt that she could start a rapport with. So she started a rapport with Lori. So Lori had always apparently, Lori had always threatened just to show up randomly. And I know whenever I got into an argument with the intern, she would say, my people would just come and get me. And I'm like, and I'm saying to myself, they're in fucking Texas. They ain't coming nowhere, man. You know? Well, apparently they showed up. Now, it wasn't to come together because things have been pretty okay between the intern and I, which is good. And so they just, you know, Lori is just really, attached to the intern. So, and there's older people involved here where it would be nice if the intern got a chance to see him before they shuffled off their mortal coil type situation. They were great. I mean, they were like, there was no hostility here. There was really no reason for any hostility. They were great. They're real, you know, and I know how to deal with Texans. But the thing of it is, I know how to deal with, like, urban Texans, you know, or, like, possibly suburban Texans. These people live in their, they have, like, they're moving to a 5.5 acre spot, and they've had access to ranches via other family members or close family members type situation. So they're real like Texans. They're not like city folk. That would be the best way to put it. So everybody is just like astonished. I mean, this is like astonishing because this was, and Lori wanted to surprise her. Excuse me, there's the bourbon coming back up. So everybody's mind was just like really, you know, blown. I got a lot of like kind of mixed feelings because, I think if Lori could have stuffed us in the truck with her when she went back, she would have. And the idea, and this is now, you know, I would love for Gina to be reunited with her family, particularly the older folks before they go. The idea for me, personally, to go back to Texas, I'm a little weary. Given what my Dallas experience was, but this is I understood. I mean, they're both Sean and Lori is like super articulate, smart, and super articulate people. I understand that it's a different experience, and it was kind of being sold to me a little bit, if you know what I'm saying, because the intern's not going anywhere without me is basically what it comes down to. I think. And they were here, which is Wednesday, right? So we had them over for dinner. They were here late on Wednesday. And then we had them over for a nice chow down on Thursday. I think I took some pictures. Those of you who are Facebook friends. Well, no, I took some pictures of, I did some chicken and we did some steak inside and we had some corn and we had a nice spread, you know? And we were supposed to go yesterday, which was Friday. I think we were, so Thursday they came back and we hung out. And we just talked. We were all around the back table, and we just talked, including my aunt. And we just talked and caught up on stuff. And there's a lot of medical stuff as well within the family that was of reasonable interest to me. And you know, just kind of everybody kind of getting used to one another. I spent some time along with Sean, which was really cool. You know, a guy thing, which was really cool. And then Friday we were supposed to go with them on their tour of the Cape, but the intern had to work. Right in the middle of that block, and we always need to prioritize on that. So they came back Friday evening, which was last night. We had more than enough leftovers, so again it was steak and chicken, and we just hung out and we talked. And they left us about 2 a.m. yesterday morning, and I believe this morning they were headed back towards Texas. They were headed back towards home. Nice big truck he's got, you know, a pickup truck, nice big one. He used to have a bigger one apparently, which is really interesting. And the whole experience for pretty much everybody involved was just like utter shock. I mean, they weren't shocked obviously, but we were. I mean, I was like, you know, what the hell? I mean, what's that all about? You know, I mean, that's crazy. That's not like, oh, I was in a neighborhood kind of deal. That's like, I don't know, Alabama to here. I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know what measurements of increment, the increment of measurements, do they friggin' use? I'm Dr. Pepper. Do they? Oh, I'm feeding back. God, what a fucking technical fiasco of a show. And it was, I mean, they're interesting people to me. To everybody is kind of interesting to me. Those of you who really know me. Know that pretty much everyone is kind of interesting to me to one degree or another. Am I getting, yeah, my levels are good there. They're more than hot there. And let me see. Now that I dropped the other thing off. Oh, they're super hot there. All right. They're super hot there. Well, we may wind up stripping out the MP3 audio from the video. Just a little word of advice to the intern, right? We may wind up doing that because I'm running like super freaking hot. On the thing there. And you know, I was glad that there was, you know, I was super glad that she was able to actually, they were able to spend some time together because it was like obviously important to both of them, you know. And, you know, there's just now, there's just this, like, Plan B thing. Whereas, you know, we're welcome in Texas. I mean, I'm welcome with her. She could go home to her family, and I'm welcome to do so with her. Now, there's some short-term stuff here for the next year. Like I said, I just started up with SSI again. That's a year process. From the time I file to the time I get a decision, that's a year and change, you know? The intern's got some medical stuff she wants to get taken care of here. While she's still on the Affordable Care Act, you know, the Medicaid expansion that Rhode Island bought into. I would, you know, it would be better for me, obviously, to have the SSI and have my medical lockdown for the rest of my sad excuse for life. Before I went anywhere, you know. So there's just all this kind of stuff floating around, but now there's this, you know, and it's really kind of weird because we were talking about with my aunt with the idea of, you know, so much the idea of like a will with the house and because there's nephews and nieces involved. And all of this just seems to come so bunched up in one little thing that I've stressed to the point of, and you know what, not for nothing, it's like, here, this is, you got to understand something about me, not for the most, you know, for the most part, I really do not spend my time trying to figure out creative ways for there to be fucking drama in my life. I know some of you may believe that. I know that some of you may. I'm reasonably under control of my meds, and when I say reasonably, it means I'm probably better than most of you when it's that time of month. I'll be perfectly honest with you. You know, I'm got it. I know that was a rather crude, but it's true. I'm not, you know, it, you know, there are friends of mine who apparently think that I'm, you know, that I'm that far away from being locked up, you know, and it's not true. I put some effort on, you know, I follow my treatment plan. I take all my meds. I make all my medical appointments. I do the best that I frigging can. Literally do the best that I freaking can. And, you know, Lori's got some insight into that to one degree or another because she's got some chronic pain situations. I don't even want to go into it, but she's definitely... So I was able to actually, you know, have a conversation with her and learn things that I had not known before, which was fascinating. But I don't know... You know, I sit there and I say to myself, well, you know what, man? What the fuck do you have to stay for? I mean, what, you know, and again, I find myself maybe in a similar situation as I was when I left New York originally for Dallas. Whereas it's like, you know, I got a couple of things I would like to do before I leave. I have to see Pinball Wizard and I have to meet his kids. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But other than that, you know, it's like the idea of just picking up and there's trust issues involved here and there's whole bunch of other stuff that's involved that it just kind of shook things up. I don't think there's really any other way to explain it. And in such a fashion as I think this would rattle anyone. I think it would be fair to say that this would rattle any individual, let alone me and my bipolar. And I think that's important to say. And it's true. It's 100% true because, you know, like I said, you know, I've said time and time again, you know, I resent the fact that I have friends who apparently really don't want to deal with me too much because they just don't want to deal with my drama. You know, give me a break. I'll eat your fucking llama drama for fucking lunch. You know what I mean? It's just stop it. It's just really honestly stop it. There's plenty of other reasons. Doesn't have to be my drama. I don't have to be turned into some sort of pariah. And then I have people showing up at my door who would basically rather see the intern and by proxy myself out of the environment and the situation that we're in. Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, I'm still, I guess everybody really is honestly still trying to process the situation. And I know, I could tell you, like, straight off the bat, I can tell you, I don't want to die that far from home. Do you know what I mean? I know people go some places and they become, like, quasi-natives and shit. I don't want to die that far from home. You understand what I'm saying? I need to be reasonably close to my place of birth. Otherwise, things start to get magnetically weird. If you've ever seen Lost, you'll know what I mean. Season 5 of Lost as we speak. Like shit wasn't strange enough, right? Yeah. I know. I don't even know if I should have come on tonight. I mean, like I said, I just feel I was physiologically affected. I've had cold sweats since last night. My regular, I'm mostly under control in regards to my meds and anxiety and things of that nature. And right now they're kind of roaming free. You know, this should give you some idea. And so we're sitting there, right? And we're talking. And you know how people lose cats, or they have dogs that they lose, that they run off, or, you know, they disappear, or whatever the deal may be. Somebody stole these people's cow. Do you understand what I'm saying? A whole friggin', it was a longhorn, too. It was one of the certified Texas longhorns, that's a breed, obviously. Apparently, the cow was being kept at a place where there had been a fire in the main house, because it was kind of like a ranchy situation or a ranch situation. And they were going to check on it on a regular interval, and that it was getting fed, because it wanders. It's a cow, man. It wanders around and eats grass, you know what I'm saying? It's like a goat on steroids, and maybe that's a little bit of an understatement. But so they were being responsible, checking up on it, and then one time they went, and it was gone. It was gone from the premises. And then there have been times where they feel, because apparently these animals make like a unique sound. I think it was referred to as a bellow, as in bellowing. So they think it might have gotten swiped by someone who worked on the ranch behind the one that they had been keeping it on that had been damaged in the fire. You know, the main house had been damaged in the fire. I don't know about you. I mean, I know a lot of you out there are reasonably worldly, and you've been around, and you've done stuff. 100% get that. 100%. And I've, me as well, as we all well know, right? I have never in my life spoken to anybody who had a cow stolen from them. Not ever. So it's a whole different, it's a whole different thing, man. I mean, it's literally like a whole different thing. So I'm like, I don't know, and I don't, this is like, I don't know, I got major trust issues, as some of you may be aware of. So I don't really know, but I felt like, I felt good about the whole thing. I think it was great. There was no lack of sincerity. I mean, it was awesome meeting them. It was awesome that the intern had a chance to, I think it's been at least over 20 years, easily over 20 years. The intern and I are together for 15. So easily over 20 years since he had had the opportunity to see her cousin. And it was a great experience. The whole thing was a great experience. And, even the decrepitness of our situation didn't really bother them too much. They didn't stiff up a chin on them when they were like, it is what it is, I mean, we're out there in the backyard with the lights on, and there's like a couple of few, like, jumbo rats, like, scurrying around, and they're just ignoring them. I mean, they're just, So, I mean, I it's not like I've gotten a negative feeling or an unwelcome feeling from them. I really feel... and that's how it is with me. Either we hit it off right away, or it doesn't happen at all. Usually, that's like 99.9% of what happens. And I'm not saying I had a bad feeling. I'm not saying that it was perhaps I'm projecting too far in the future. But I just find all this just to be kind of like all bunched up so recently that maybe the universe is trying to tell me something, and I don't really know. I don't really know. There isn't anything I'm doing on the internet for John, for JL, that I can't do from the moon if I had the internet connection to do it with. The show can be done from anywhere. 100%, I tell you, from anywhere. Not a problem. It's just the idea of not having the contact with people in the real life, you know, in the real world sense, that I've been able to maintain. I haven't taken advantage of it with everyone that I feel that I would like to. Again, Pinball Wizard is, I got to see the guy before I go. It would just be, you know, after 20 years of not seeing any, you know, seeing each other, you know, I want that to happen before anything. And I'm, you know, I got to be honest with you. I'm not necessarily saying I'm going anywhere, but I just feel like I'm being pointed in what amounts to be a direction. And I'm not, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not really sure how I feel about that. So I'm going to have, I got plenty. It's not for nothing. The booze and the pills are all going to hit at one time and I'm just going to be gone. I'm just, see you later. So I have, this show has no life expectancy. It's past it. It's at 40 minutes now. And I figured like 45, but I spent 15 minutes fucking dicking around with my equipment. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Whatever it is me. I know it's me. It's something's not right, and I have to, like, a switch or something I have to turn off, and everything will be fine. I'm willing to bet it's the idea of, it's an audio device inside the friggin' OBS itself that's causing the problem. Because it's a delay, so it's not getting it in real time, is what it comes down to. That's my bet. So I'll have this straightened out next week, and I'll be on like OBS next week, or I'll be on Vaughn next week, and I'll be back here at my normal time. I feel ill though. I haven't, the only thing I ate this morning was a small bowl of cereal, which I generally eat to try to get my meds to be activated. The Latuda in particular needs at least 300 calories in order for it to metabolize properly in my body. So I did that. I ate that, and this thing is full of sweat. See, I only wear this for sweat and possible R effect, and it's more about the sweat. This thing is full of sweat. Not that you needed to know that. And this is one of the rare occasions where I did not shower immediately before the program. I know, maybe too much information, but I like to be honest. I like people to know what they're getting themselves into, for the most part. I did manage to fit in what is it? I gotta do it nice and slowly. I am the beast of the apocalypse. No, I'm the beast of the talk apocalypse. No, there's another word in there. Well, whatever it is, I'm going to start using it. That's my thing now. I've decided. For a while there, I was the god of hellfire. But that gig ended, and there's a non-disclosure agreement attached to it. So I'm really not allowed to talk what the details were. But, I've switched things now. I'm, intern, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm curious. Just pop your head in here. I am, what am I? Help me out. I think I said it right when I started. When I actually sat down and started yammering about things, I think I got it right. But I'm not sure now because of the bourbon and the clowning. Most likely. What am I?
The beast of the talkopolis.
No, talkpopolis. I got that part right. Talkpopolis. Well, what is, it's just not beast. It's not, what did Crowley call himself? What was he? He was, yeah, that's what it is. Okay. So just to make sure, I just want to insert it in here one more time. I know we had talked about doing like a plaque underneath. I think I want to start doing that. And I think that's what I want in there. I want the, right. I get, it's the, let me pay attention slowly with me, ladies and gentlemen, the great beast of the talk apocalypse. That's who I am. Ding, 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 ding. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help. So, yeah, that's the deal. So that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm hoping within the next day or so to, like, just chilleth out, as they say. But right now, I'm, like, really kind of just kind of revved up. And I'm like, holy smokes. Yeah, and I tell you, I think it's a testament to her cousin and the amount of love that she has for her that they would basically, go, if not half, at least a quarter of the way across the country. And they just drove straight through from Alabama. They came here, we had to tell them where to, unfortunately, we can't put people up here because it's a total fucking disaster. But we had Tomo to get something to eat, and we had to point him towards lodging, food and lodging, you know, which we did. And I mean, it was just observing it from the outside, meaning just as a quote unquote non-related spectator, it was amazing. It was I wish that someone would do that for me. And you know, the closest I've come to that is when I, and this is important, you know, as much as I complain about this place, and it's, believe me, there's plenty to complain about. When I called my aunt in, I guess it was 07, the end of 07, and I said I needed a place to stay, all she said was, don't show up before Thanksgiving weekend and don't stay forever and a day. Well, it's been 10 years, you know? So, I mean, I'm not, believe me, I'm not saying that I don't feel loved and appreciated. You know, my aunt Jerry's the only one in the family who would do that, mind you. But I think it's important for the intern to see that and to feel that there are people in her family who fucking care about her, man. I mean, everybody wants to feel that. I know a lot of you out there have close-knit families. Maybe you're of an ethnic background that lends itself towards that. And that's awesome. That's 100% awesome and great. And I've always been envious of that, and I always wanted to be part of that, quite frankly. Rather than the dysfunctional New England that I wound up with. And to see it, you know what I mean? To actually witness it was an amazing thing. And I feel privileged. In a lot of ways, I do honestly feel privileged to have experienced that. It was a knock. And, you know, not for nothing. You were knock on the wrong door in the ghetto, you can get shot. There's any number of things. And we didn't have the porch light on, so it wasn't exactly what you would call welcoming. And I can tell you, matter-of-factly, what goes on outside, immediately outside my house, is a far different thing than goes outside immediately outside their house. So they were totally, and they were 100% totally out of their element. This isn't to say that they wouldn't have dealt with whatever that entailed, but the point is that they were out of their comfort zone to do so. This wasn't just like, oh, hum, what's the, no, this was major, major, major things. So that's fucking awesome. You know, I kind of had wished that all of this, at least me relaying it, had been a little bit more coherent. I hope it was, at least when I started talking. I apologize for my woes, for my technical woes, which are seem to be plaguing me a lot lately. But I'll get it straightened out. And I'm trying to think if there's any. I mean, it was a huge news week. There's so much. You know, Baltimore being recognized as the shitty rat trap death place that it is. Nice, Elijah Cummings. Nice. Real good job there. Where'd all the money go, you fucking nigger? Where'd all the money go? Anyway. And I think President Trump has gotten pretty much the okay from the Supreme Court to use some of the military budget money from the Pentagon for building the wall. Yes. Good news. I believe that was determined by none other than the Supreme Court. I don't want to. I feel important to acknowledge these. I'm going to get out of here in a couple minutes. I think the deal with Guatemala, now where the idea becomes they finally signed off on whatever the deal was. And if you're in Guatemala and you want to leave Guatemala to come to the United States, you have to file in Guatemala. Yes, you can't show up at the border. So all of these things are good news. I think, I say again, for a second, and then maybe third year president, I think, President Trump has done an extraordinary job of keeping his campaign promises. You want to get mad at him? Yeah, the worst thing I could say right now is the what would be the word? You know, unfaltering support of Israel. Okay. Whole other thing, as you well know. But short of that, there's really not much I can complain about. So I think that deserves, without a doubt. Let me see if I can get it up.
Yay!
It needs more audio. Is it low?
Yay!
There it is. All right. Got it. Yay! My board is a little weird tonight, too. You know, I don't know what happened. I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm not making any accusations. I don't want there to be any incriminations. But this is not my space. That's all I'm going to say. So if this were my space, everything would be fine. I know what my priorities are. I would make sure that... Not my space. No. So when you're in a situation, it's like almost like a kitchen. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, it's somebody else's kitchen. And people get weird about their kitchens when you go in and you start messing with their kitchens because it's their kitchen. And it's like, you know, I don't know. So, but the point now becomes is that person is now responsible for said kitchen. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'll figure out what's broken and why. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I really wanted to, and you know, I gotta say, not for nothing, we really don't usually have a whole lot going on around here. We don't, you know, most of my human contact is, you know, medical personnel or counselors, which are the same, you know, my uncle from time to time, maybe one of my aunt's friends once in a while. I mean, not a whole lot, and cash registers, you know. So we don't do a lot of person-to-person type stuff. I guess that would be the best way to put it. We just don't. It's not in the cards for us. So it was really interesting interacting with two other, you know, reasonably normal people. I guess would be the best way to put that. Reasonably normal people. And apparently I'm still charming. For those of you who are wondering, I am I'm still very charming. So it went well. And I feel like I made some friends. You know, I guess that's important to say. You know, it's not all, oh, this was her thing, this was her thing. I feel like I made some friends. I had that level of interaction and comfort with the infraction. All right. Hey, I'm gonna no, no, no. Ooh. My God, man. Why did you do that? Whew, bourbon's gone. Now I just feel horrible. Wait. I gotta tell you, I never really noticed this before. Bourbon and Dr. Pepper, not too shabby. You know what? I think part of it too is I haven't really been following my diabetic diet too well in the last X few number of days, so that might be a part of why I feel as shitty as I do. I mean, I would have. This thing's like full of sweat. It's crazy. I just took it off because So yeah, I'm not well. I'm definitely not well. Questionably not well enough to do a program, but I thought it was important to put something here tonight. And I had this, like, what you would definitely call a unique experience occur, like, within days ago. So yeah, I thought it was, you know, while I had some clear recollection of it, I thought it was important to share with you. Because I know how most of you are very concerned about me. So that being the case, I thought I'd bring you up to date. I'm going to get out of here, I think. You can head over to lfmidwood.com. I didn't do an outro last week. I didn't do the lfmidwood. So lfmidwood.com. Let's see what I got going on up there. Grits Radio. I'm being replayed on Grits Radio. Thank you, Brad. And 11LR and I, head over there. You can find my archives up on John Lightning server, my audio archives up on John Lightning server. At 11LR and I, or what is it? Alt 11LR and I. Is it alt? It's Alt-11L. So it's Alt-RNI. You can find my archives, which is where they're linked from in the show posts on lfmidwood.com. So you can either head over to lfmidwood.com, peruse the specific show posts, or you can head over and hit show links, you know, on the show links and archives, and it'll take you over to alt, that's alt-rni.com. And all the audio and video shows are available there in both high band and low band, depending upon your broadband or depending upon your I'm going to get this one right. I'm going to get something right. Depending upon your internet speed needs. Ah, nah, that doesn't really flow. It doesn't flow. It didn't flow off the tongue. It didn't, no, it didn't do that. So anyway. I got one more song to get out of here with. It's a demo version, and I might have played this a while ago. You know, I've been at this going on 3 years solid, and some of those earlier music shows, I don't know if y'all remember. I try to play y'all. I was saying y'all. Yeah? I try to play stuff that you haven't heard on a regular basis. I try not to repeat too often. But this was... I think most of you might be aware of the Jam, the band The Jam, with Paul Weller and whatnot. They were huge in the two-tone Scottish revival back in the 70s. You know, contemporary to say the Specials and Madness. I got to see him live. You know, it's really cool. I went with my friend Ruben to the New Ritz. I guess it, which was what the old Studio 54, if I'm correct in that. I'm sure Pinball Wizard could correct me. But I think the New Ritz was the old Studio 54. And I went to go see him, Paul Weller. He was solo. It wasn't any of his, like, Style Council or any of that stuff. It was just him. And he played stuff from Style Council. And he played stuff from The Jam, and he was using a Gibson, he was using an electric guitar, and he broke a guitar string, right, on that Gibson, and I turned to Ruben and I said, that's it, no more Jam stuff, he's not playing any more Jam stuff, and lo and behold, for the rest of the show, which was about an hour or so, he did Style Council stuff, and he did some solo stuff, of course, I think he had a new album out at the time, but he did not do any more Jam stuff. I knew it, I saw it coming, it was like clang. So, what you're gonna hear is, it's a demo version of Thick as Thieves. It's a lot more intense because of that continuous guitar behind it. I find it reasonably appropriate at various points in my life, certainly. And I just like the sound. There's something about the sound of this and the intensity of it that tweaks my tomato, for lack of a better term. So I'm going to play that. I'm going to get the hell out of here. And I'm going to have my shit together next week. I'm going to be back to business as usual. Plenty of news, plenty of stuff going on to talk about. I thank you all for imbibing in any way you have, whether it be via podcast or live. I know a couple of you, you know, hardcore people still like to get the show live. God bless you. So I thank you for being there. There is no me without you, and I don't know if I believe that entirely. Platitudes and platitudes. This is the platitudes, insert platitude here section of the program. Anyway, let me see where my levels are. I'm afraid of my levels, actually. I'm scared. Let me see. So can I just do that? No, of course I can't. It doesn't work. Okay, so here's what I need to do. I need to do this. Oh, man. I don't know what happened. It busted. It broke. Today was just like, okay, so let me kill this. There's so much stuff I didn't need. Didn't need it all, even remotely. Didn't need it. All right, so we'll put that there. We'll pop this up here. Okay, we don't want that. We'll put this up here. Okay, I think it might be a little loud. I'm not one. Let me see, because I want to get my levels up. So let's see what's going on here. Oh, it's just not playing. Awesome. Yeah, it's just not playing. Okay, hang on. For some reason, it's not being liked by my regular audio player. Night's been a total friggin' fiasco anyway. Let me see if I can get Winamp up. Remember Winamp? I mentioned Winamp, and people are like, oh my god, you still use Winamp? Fuck yeah, I use Winamp. What are you talking about? Okay, so let me get it in here, And I think I can... Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. I'm out. Thanks, y'all.
Times are so tough, but not as tough as they are now. We were so close, but nothing came between us and the world. No personal situations. Thick as thieves us, we stick together for all time. And we meant it, but it turns out just for a while we stole the friendship that bound us together. Stole from the schools and their libraries. We stole from the drugs that sent us to sleep. We stole from the drink that made us sick. We stole anything that we could keep. And it was enough. We didn't have to spoil anything. We'd always be as thick as thieves. Like a perfect stranger, you came into my life. You're like the perfect Lone Ranger. You rode away, rode away, rode away, rode away. We stole autumn leaves and summer showers. We stole the silent wind that says you are free. We stole everything that we could see. And it was enough. We didn't have to spoil anything. We'd always be as thick as thieves. Like the perfect stranger, you came into my life. You're like the perfect Lone Ranger. You rode away, rode away, rode away, rode away. Dig as thieves us, we stick together for all time. And we meant it, but it turns out just for a while we stole friendship that bound us together. We stole the burning sun in the open sky. We stole the twinkling stars in the black night. We stole the greenbelt fields of the spirit. We stole everything that we could see. Something came along that changed our minds. And I don't know what, and I don't know why. But we're no longer in a flash at times. While we watch not to steal, as we used to be. No, we're no longer as thick as thieves. No, we're not as thick as we used to be. No, we're no longer as thick as thieves. No, we're not as thick as we used to be. No, it wasn't enough. Now we've gone and spoiled everything. Now we're no longer as thick as thieves.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.